So being Reformed, we would strongly believe that we are sinners saved by grace. And amen or preach it, brother, would be appropriate here. Is there any area of your life that you've been perfect? Is there any area that you didn't sin at all and there's nothing to find fault with? We believe we all deserve hell and we are guilty of sin. We believe there's nothing good in me apart from God, nothing that is commendable. We are all depraved. Is this one of the strengths of Reformed theology? Or do we really believe these doctrines? So in our time of praise and prayer at the end of the service, do we confess that we are failing in being righteous? Do I rejoice when I confess sin in my life because I know I'm affirming the doctrine that I'm depraved? Do we name a habitual sin in our marriage that we can't seem to overcome and it breaks God's heart? We do believe that we are sinners saved by grace, don't we? Do we confess that we look good on the surface, but our inner thoughts are breaking commandments that Jesus said would send us to hell? When we are accused incorrectly or passed over at work, do we get mad because our rights are being violated? Has anyone confessed that he's worked hard on having correct doctrine, but he doesn't see the fruit of the Spirit in his life and the people around him are unchanged? And now he's nervous because Jesus said, every branch that does not bear fruit will be burned in the fire. So is this a guilt trip where I'm weighed down by my sin and I can't move? That depends on whether we're sinners saved by grace. It depends whether we believe we are actually guilty, or do we believe that we are pretty good or relatively good. It's not a guilt trip, it's actual guilt. And it's about having a greater anointing from God. And it is actually Christ's righteousness that covers us and changes us, not our own abilities. Let us pray. Father, you have convicted us of sins. You've taught us how to overcome them. And we've had times in our life of overcoming and then falling back into them. And we can see that there is no righteousness in us. We have been less righteous than many non-Christians around us. And we only have one righteousness in Christ. Help us to confess our sins, to have a greater anointing from you, to see revival in non-Christians' lives because we confess that we are not just imperfect, but we are anti-perfect. We are totally depraved. Help us to move towards you and be more righteous. And we thank you for Jesus' death on the cross that brings our forgiveness. Amen.